Go ahead and stop the show, because it's not getting any better from here.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Remember that you only smell good when you have a tic-tac-toe. So pop one in your mouth and wait.
Not no. a tic-tac-toe.
No. What the?
Like pop a sheet of paper with your game of tic-tac in your mouth.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. And now, a word from our sponsors. You only smell good when you have a tic-tac. So pop one in your mouth and let the rain's bows blossom on the sweet essence of your...
Beep, beep.
And now, a word from our sponsors. You only smell good when you have a tic-tac. So pop one in your mouth and, you know, this isn't going to be funny anymore. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 102.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast over from cleancomedypodcast.com. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we are so happy to have you with us. This is the podcast where we share seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. Because your day needs a flavor.
It's not flavorful enough. Oh, I forgot. I totally need to host all one when I'm sleep deprived, which I am.
And that is my today hick co-host, Jeremy.
This is not hick. This is host all one.
Well, you come to the studio wearing like a hat, and some of the faces that
he has hats.
Yeah, but he's never worn in the history that I've known Jeremy. Which is like a long history.
It is a long history.
It's about like this long.
Whoa.
In the history of knowing Jeremy, I don't think I've ever seen him in a baseball hat.
Then you must not have visited me at the coffee shop where I worked in years prior.
That's right. Well, you didn't wear what looks like a John Deere hat.
It does not look like a John Deere.
Well, it's green.
It doesn't have yellow on it. If it had like yellow on it, it would be John Deere. And if it had a deer Irish. On it, it would be John Deere.
It looks like it might have once been a John Deere hat.
It's Ireland.
And he was such a redneck that he shot the John Deere deer off the hat. And the edges of the hat are worn and everything. And then the faces that you're giving me every now and then.
The faces. Now, okay, you can insult the hat because I was aware that it was... That my overall look was a little bit... Kentucky today, which is kind of strange for me, but my faces, what are you talking about?
They look a little hickish.
So I don't understand more than that. One face.
I don't understand that at all, except that I'm about to step on some toes. I'm so tired. I did not get enough sleep.
Ouch. You just stepped on my toe.
Yeah, that really offended me.
Uh-huh. So tired maybe makes me look like a hick.
Although you and I were out late last night at Panera.
That's true. But at the time, I didn't know that I was
partying,
going to be...
Partying. Yeah. Panera.
I had no idea I was going to be working at 6:30 a.m. instead of 9 a.m., which is what ended up happening. And I couldn't sleep. And I got like 3 hours or something. And
bet you're looking
all day.
Forward to the weekend.
I don't get a weekend. Well, I do sort of. But yeah.
You know, when I saw that hat, I did not think John Deere.
What did you think?
Thank you.
I thought it was a green and white ball cap. That's all. That's all.
Speaking of that's all. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. I have, let's see, two things to share.
Good. You can share one of them for me. Can I have one of those, actually? Cause...
No, Jeremy. He's sharing one for me.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Just kidding. I really don't have a story, though.
You want to go first?
Yeah, my funny thing is that I wore a funny hat and got made fun of by this podcaster dude that I know on his show.
Dude.
That we do.
You need to try decaf sometimes.
If I did decaf today, I'd be dead. Like,
you're reminding me dead. Of Hammy from Over the Hedge.
If I remembered the
voice.
Can
we have a cookie? I really want a cookie.
Oh my, that was loud.
Whoa, that was amazing.
I would like a cookie. Do we have any? I have coffee, and I'm going to have more coffee, and I've had coffee at other times during the day, and I've had sweet tea, and I'm sure that had caffeine, and I'm still tired. I could probably go to sleep at any time.
So here's my update.
Okay.
This last week or so, I've been working on a website for a client that is...
That is so funny. I cannot believe that happened. What's your other one?
A mobile-friendly website. And I discovered that something wasn't working on iPhone. So I quickly got an iPhone from a friend who
still wants
it
back and doesn't quite know where it is.
Well, he sent me this iPhone to let me test it. And,
oh, that was nice of him.
So I've been using a website with this, or using the iPhone to test this website.
It's.com.
And in the last few days, this iPhone has come to life. It's been buzzing and saying things to me. Now, it's an old iPhone. It's not Siri, so this isn't, like, speaking to
me. What's it saying?
I love Siri.
But it's been saying these messages, like, would you pick up lunch for me? And something else, like, I'll see you tonight. And
oh, boy.
And weird, awkward things. And I'm freaking out because this phone has no service. The SIM card is removed from it. It's an old iPhone 3GS.
Think I know what's happening.
And then I realized what it was.
I'm glad you didn't tell me about this before when you were actually freaked out, because I probably would have freaked out even more.
This phone has the newer version of the Apple mobile operating system, which allows it to receive text messages from other iPhone users.
Yeah.
So that's what was happening, is even though this is only connected via Wi-Fi, it was receiving text messages from someone else that was being sent to the person to whom this phone actually belongs.
Didn't wipe the phone before they sent it to you?
He did, but it still has his account.
I've heard that can happen. That's a little scary. He needs to change his password on his Apple account.
Yeah.
Little technical support.
So
there.
It's been a little weird to get these messages occasionally. And I don't have an iPhone myself, so I don't know how to turn off iMessages, or really I don't quite know how to turn off the phone either.
You don't know how?
I just put it in the drawer every now and then.
I just throw them on the floor at Kroger.
Oh, yeah, that works great, too. That only works for turning the screen off.
Well, that's true.
Wouldn't that be great if that's how you would turn your phone off? I would love that.
It's the most intuitive interface ever. When you want to throw it... when you want to turn it off, when you want to turn it off, just throw it on the floor, against the wall, or slam it on the counter.
That would be so helpful, like if you're angry and stuff.
From the people who brought you the Super Bowl acclaimed theft deterrent device comes the iPhone turnoff switch.
Yes.
You remember that old Sprint commercial?
I do. I do.
That was a good one.
I could use my old phone as a theft deterrent device.
Yeah.
Except, yeah, for the new one. If someone tries to steal the new one, I throw the old one. That's how that works. In fact, I've already done it twice. It's kind of satisfying, except the one time that I missed. And we won't talk about that.
Jeremy, what do you have as a random noodle update?
I already told you.
Noodle.
That you really don't have one?
Correct.
Are you sure that's the answer you want to go with?
Is that your final answer?
I want to eliminate from my vocabulary because I hear what I just did way too much these days. Just like somebody who can't make up their mind at a restaurant, and you're the waitress, please come back to me.
Wait.
He's asking you to please...
No, hold on.
He called you a waitress.
Are you saying that this is a situation you faced at the restaurant where you work, and you're the waitress?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dachshund would say you're the waitress.
Dachshund would say a great many things. Which reminds me of our chat room, which we have. Because we do this live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern at, you know, somewhere on the internet.
I'm going to read the names.
Whichever address we want to use today.
It sounds so weird listening to someone else say that.
Mm-hmm. Daniel's here. Dawson's here. Comedy. Jenny's here.
Jenny's here.
Yeah.
Aren't you Jenny?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you're here.
Wendy's here. Obese girl is here. I say that name wrong, don't I?
No, obese girl.
I keep saying obese girl. Which is Flegon's here. Rose is here. Steven and two anonymouses.
Anonymous
I saw something. Oh, hey.
Oh, boy. What are you laughing at?
It's Steven's phone. That I was just talking about.
Oh, funny.
And he's here in the chat room. That's weird.
You should makes send me, him a text.
Makes me wonder if the phone is on and he could hear all of that.
That's
going on.
That's funny.
I lost it. So you really don't have an update, Jeremy.
Come back to me. I might think of one.
Okay, well,
If I order breakfast, I'll want my eggs scrambled.
I'll give you one more chance.
Forgot.
But
we
Jenny,
do have lots of eggs. Actually.
Jenny, you're saying obese girl reminded me of a tweet I saw today that someone tweeted saying they're going to go burn.
I'm
burn
glad
some
you
small...
didn't just end it there. I'm going to go burn.
I can't quite remember the tweet now.
Burn some small.
I can't remember if it was the word small.
Small.
Well, they said something like, I'm going to go burn some baby fat calories.
Oh, my.
Or something like that. So they said, I'm going to go light a fat kid on fire.
Oh, my.
I got it wrong
what
now.
What the crap? Wow. I don't
you
understand
might
what's happening.
You might need to find that one.
Jenny.
Am I the only one who's sleep deprived here?
Yes. Jenny. Do you have
I'm actually
random...
kind of delirious with a headache.
Do you have a random noodle update?
I do.
And I do too now.
Well, let the lady go first.
Of course.
Is there like theme music to go before this one?
Do you need theme music?
I want the theme music.
Okay.
No, not that theme music.
Oh.
Then... Use your female voice.
No, not that theme music.
We should each have our own theme music for our updates.
I'm not going first anymore. I don't want to follow that.
Okay, Jeremy, you go ahead then.
All right, I'll go after
Seriously,
the pink
you're not
fluffy unicorns. I'll let you figure out what this theme music is that you need while I talk about the press screening that we went to. We went and saw a movie. I don't know if I can even say which one.
Yeah, you can. I'm just not allowed to review it yet.
Okay, we went and saw John Carter. It was actually the first time I'd seen a movie in 3D, if you can believe that. And I found it to be interesting, but I don't think I believed it quite as much as the people in a couple of rows in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, my gosh.
At both the beginning and the end of the movie, and it was particularly odd or striking at the end of the movie, the whole thing, you know, we've seen the whole movie, it goes through the credits, the logo goes over. I say goes over because in 3D it kind of looked like it's standing out. The guy jumps up and throws both hands straight into the air as though he's trying to grab onto the logo.
You know, I thought that was a kid. Oh, when the lights came back on, it wasn't.
I know. And these same people were making comments
the whole time.
Thankfully, it wasn't quite nonstop, but
it was kind of annoying.
It was annoying.
I just wanted to be like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Just shh.
And they were pointless comments, too. Like,
yes.
Something would happen and they'd be like, what the crap just happened?
Like, this is not your living room.
There are lots of people sitting next to you. Lots and lots. And behind you and in front of you. Please be quiet.
And some of them may even trip you later.
And throw stuff at you.
Wait, did that happen?
Did you trip him?
What? And the
interesting
thing is they said that this was a special screening that we went to. And it was made up of a lot of librarians. So I thought this...
I didn't know this.
They've just been in that quiet library for way too long. So
yeah.
They just let it all out.
That's awesome.
It was made up of Boy Scouts, too.
Well, I might have misunderstood that, the Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay. Then it was not made up of Boy Scouts. Just librarians. And us.
Lionberries.
Library.
That'd make a good podcast name. Librarians and Us. I don't know what it would be about.
We'll talk to our friend Robert from It's Just Us cast to see if he wants to do a It's Just Us Librarians cast.
Well, all right then.
How funny.
Jenny, what's your random noodle update?
My random noodle update is a story from my childhood that kind of links to my niece's childhood now. When we were kids, we would get boo-boos. And my mom had this little pocket.
In case someone, like some of our international listeners, need the translation.
Oh, we would hurt ourselves. An owie. Yeah.
Accidentally.
Is that what you called them when you were little? Yeah. Owie. Well, we called them boo-boos. And my mom would take this little, it was like a bunny, like, sack. It wasn't a real bunny. It was just a stuffed animal thing.
A bunny sack.
With a zipper or Velcro or something. And this little ball of it, what do you call those little things that,
yarn, it's
like reusable string, ice. Floss.
It's just reusable a little, ice?
Yeah, I guess. Just call it that.
Yeah, it's like a plastic-covered ice cube.
Just a plastic-covered ice cube that you can use again and again and again. And you would freeze that thing, and you'd stick it in the bunny, and and it was really small, and that thing was called the Boo Boo Bunny, and I thought it was great. I was really surprised to find out that my sister, who now has...
The one who doesn't know patty cake.
The one that doesn't know patty cake.
Oh, dear.
She's going to love you for that. She listens to this podcast, you know. Anyway, she has come up with her own rendition because apparently they do not make boo-boo bunnies anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
So,
hey guys, this is the boo-boo seal that we use when we get boo-boos to help us feel better. And here's the special song that he sings to help us feel better, too. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. Bye.
I'm feeling so much better.
The boo-boo seal, the boo-boo bunny never had a song. Aaron totally came up with the boo-boo seal song. I thought awesome. It was so funny because... Like, we had that boo-boo bunny, and now she's got the boo-boo seal, and the boo-boo seal has a song.
And if you have a cut, it's helpful to seal the boo-boo so that no dirt can get
totally
in.
Totally makes
Which
sense.
You do with the plastic-covered ice cube.
No, yes.
That's how you seal boo-boos.
Yeah.
The boo-boo bunny.
Yeah, the boo-boo bunny. We're going to get one of those, Daniel. Whenever we have a kid, we're going
to
have like a boo-boo bear
one.
Or a boo-boo bunny or... Can't have a boo-boo seal because Aaron has a boo-boo seal.
I think that we could go to a junkyard somewhere.
No, and... it has to be something legit.
There are lots of actual bunnies here. Well, you could catch one, have, you know, someone who does taxidermy stuff it, and then...
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
I'm thinking, though, like, our boys, we could have the boo-boo... The boo-boo monster truck.
The boo-boo monster truck?
Or the boo-boo bat.
The boo-boo bat. I'm the boo-boo bat.
You don't even need ice for that one, because like if they skin their knee, you just whack them on the arm with the boo-boo bat, and then the knee doesn't seem so bad in comparison.
That's awful.
Wow. The one other update that I have to share is, and I'm going to need everyone's help for this too.
Everyone think happy thoughts.
Because...
Are we going to fly?
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm entering in a contest for an iPad 3, and what I have to do is write a song about this service. Now, they already provided the lyrics, and they said that it has to be shorter than a certain length, and it needs to use these lyrics, or basically these lyrics, but they said you can change the tune or anything.
I saw this.
So, in true ramen noodle fashion... I have written my own version of the song, and I realized I don't have the lyrics recorded, so this is just the accompaniment with the melody playing.
Well, you're actually going to play it?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing it live?
No. But
I got to hear it live.
Over and over and over.
It was funny.
But here's what I need help with is I need everybody to go to the show notes cleancomedypodcast.com/102.
I'm so happy right now. Jeremy found a boo-boo bunny. Okay.
Squirrel.
Continue, sorry.
Back on topic.
Boo-boo squirrel.
I need everyone to go to the show notes, cleancomedypodcast.com/102, and watch this video. If it's not there yet, go back and watch the video. Follow me on Twitter when you see me post the link to this video. I need you to watch it, share it, whatever, like it on YouTube and all of that stuff to help me be able to win this iPad. But here is a preview of the song in true ramen noodle fashion.
Gosh, it is so. Oh,
you just really increased the intensity of my headache.
Oh dear.
So that's the song, and when I have that posted, hopefully tomorrow, which will be Thursday, really, then hopefully that'll be in the show notes. And everybody, please go watch it. If you're a friend with me on Facebook, like it. All of this stuff, because I think I have a chance. And don't break my dreams.
Don't break your dreams.
Because some grumpy or a fairy or someone told me something about dreams.
Well, I don't know anything about those, but I do know something about I forgot.
Our listeners?
Yes.
That's great, because speaking of our listeners, they sent us some funny stuff.
Oh, boy.
Ring, ring. Hello?
Oh, I guess that was it.
Really?
They got
ring,
tired.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello?
Ring, ring. You have a bad connection.
Oh my gosh, Jeremy, you look crazy.
I told you, it's the hat.
No, it was his eyes bugging out at me and just smiling and shaking his mug at me.
I still don't know what you mean about looking like a hick with expressions that I make.
Shaking his mug at you?
Yeah, coffee mug.
Like his face?
Oh, God.
That was delightful.
Yeah.
That's what you looked like. No, well, not quite. Well, some of our listeners decided to shake their beautiful mugs at us.
Wow.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
And Mud Stuffin.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, hey, that's his name now. It's no longer Stud Muffin. It's Mud Stuffin.
Okay.
Which is much
funny.
Better.
Stud Muffin.
Still awkward.
He said, with the subject line, two things. Number one.
Numero uno.
Jeremy needs to be punished somehow every week in which he does not have a ramen noodle, a random noodle update.
Hermes necesito.
Yes, very necesito.
Necesito. Necesito.
I was going to translate the whole thing in Spanish, but I knew like two words.
Was one of them lips. I don't know how, as long as he gets punished, maybe make him sing a song upside down.
Wait a second. I was totally distracted by the Spanish thing. I need to be punished?
Yes.
Why?
Whenever you do not have a random noodle update.
You know what? Make my life funny, friend. Make my life funny.
Mud Stuffin.
Mud Stuffin.
You know what? I think that would be a great post in your eHarmony profile.
Excuse
looking
me.
Looking for someone to make my life funny.
Oh, my. I don't have one of those, just for the record.
And Scott's number two.
That's not... Whoa, the filter is low today.
Mud Stuffin's second point. I invented this awesome comeback line that goes like this. That's what your mom said when you were born. It takes your mom jokes to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Try it out. See what happens.
Hmm.
Yours truly, Mud Stuffin.
Uh-huh. Sadly, I'm intrigued by this idea.
And remember how our good friend Justin Lowmaster...
Space Purtle.
Yeah, the Space Turtle.
I said Purtle.
You did say Purtle. I was debating whether to point it out.
Well, our friend Justin Lowmaster also called in a voicemail for us.
Low Justin Master.
That helps summarize so much of his messages and the content and quality that we are known for here on this podcast. And I can't find his message.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
He had called in.
That was really low.
This is the host of What Out With a Cold, or maybe as the in creepy serial robber.
The guy in the closet that says, come out in here.
Yikes.
Ah! You found it.
And then he died.
That was actually how much of his message that I heard. But it turns out that I guess the whole thing ended up coming in. So as long as I've given him the time, then let's go ahead and let him speak.
Sorry, I haven't updated my phone number. This thing's calling the wrong phone line again. But that's okay. I don't really care. And I'll go save your box anyways, right? If it's really that big a problem, I will change it. You are the hardest person to call, because I got this new Bluetooth thing that's neither blue or on my tooth. So I beep, click the button, and it's like, call the ramen noodle. And it says, calling Thomas on mobile. No, I don't want to call Thomas. So I'm like, call the ramen noodle. Calling mama noodle. No, I don't want to talk to my mom. Well, I'm supposed, but I'm kind of. And I'm like, call the ramen noodle. And it's like, calling, all right, no! Ugh. So I ended up not working. I had to go push in thing, type R-A-M. So maybe it's because you don't have a real name. I don't know.
What?
But the opposite of help. I wonder why I was calling in the first place, because I don't even know. I think I just wanted to call somebody on my fancy new Bluetooth, which my wife got to review for Amazon, and then she made me review it. But that's cool, because now I use Bluetooth. So, yeah, I'm glad you're all liking that Vlog Family book. Jenny was just loving that.
I love it.
Picture.
Oh my gosh.
Of Jenny whenever she's got.
I'm totally doing this.
Child.
Totally.
That was my hand breaking out apart, in case you're wondering what that noise was.
Whoa!
I just had this mental picture of her every night sitting on the bed with the book, reading it to her. The child growing in her womb.
Reading it to my tummy.
In the hopes, I guess, that we body frame one.
It's
out.
Never too early to start. Never too early to start.
Anyways, I thought that was a hilarious picture that happened in my head. So,
wow.
Happy 103rd episode by the time this plays.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway.
Second.
Have fun.
You belong in our future.
Well, whoa. He had also sent in an email before I realized that he'd sent in a full voicemail. And his email subject line is rising from the bowl.
What?
And in parentheses, not poop.
So bowl or bull?
Bowl.
Oh.
Like toilet bowl. But it's not actually about poop. It is a picture of some... It looks like a noodle zombie. It's a t-shirt, and we'll have a picture of this in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/102. But it's a t-shirt of a zombie noodle rising from a bowl.
We've seen this before.
And yet part of the picture is oddly reminiscent of...
the noodle. Log family.
It just looks messy. Let's just say
it
that.
It looks like ginger, like a little ginger dude.
Part of him is trailing behind in the bowl because he is noodle, but it looks different. Anyway, that's what? Awkward.
Noodle.
I don't like zombie.
That's what
food.
He would say. That's what he would say. He'd say, noodles.
He would. My feet are
instead
cold.
Instead of brains. You're wearing
brains.
Flip flops.
Yes. Brains. I had to interject that my feet are cold because it's random and I'm tired, but primarily because I promised people on Facebook that if they listen to the podcast, they would find out why my feet are cold.
You're starting to remind me of Sid from Ice Age.
Knock him out?
Sloth or something? Yeah, well, it's just colder down here. It's quite a warm day. Hey!
Woohoo!
I think
that did it.
That gets his attention. Here's one more message that I'll read. This came in from Heather, or known as Rose is Dancing in for Christ. I keep wanting to say in because I see that.
Did you know that when you type Heather, it's easy to accidentally leave out the H and instead type heater?
Heater.
Yeah.
It happens.
She wrote in saying, "The first thing I wanted to share is this picture I found on Facebook. Really awesome and self-explanatory." And the picture is really just...
Is she on my profile looking at my picture?
The picture is really just words. It says, "There have been 514 leap years since Caesar created it in 45 BC. Without the extra day every 4 years, today would be July 28th, 2013. Also, the Mayan calendar did not account for leap year, so technically the world should have ended 7 months ago."
Yes!
And then in big letters it says, "Mind equals blown."
Whoa.
Wow, your face just kind of blew up.
Oh my.
Then she said, "The second thing is an article my mom found that cracks me up." Your mom found an article.
That's what your mom said right after you were born. Wait.
That just takes too long to say.
I'm going to abbreviate it.
I'm going to come up with something longer just because it's stupid.
Your mom when you were born. Or
Japan has invented a speech jamming device.
Bah!
Its purpose is to quiet someone. The concept is that it, quote, "The device works by recording its target's speech, then firing their words back at them with a 0.2 second delay, which affects the brain's cognitive processes and causes speakers to stutter before silencing them completely." My first thought is, seriously? Well, that would never work on an American. We have learned to ignore something like that and would talk over our own words being repeated back to us.
Nope.
Children everywhere have trained us for the day they try and use this gun on us. I tease that they came to America and observed our everyday sibling rivalry to conduct their research. Lol.
What?
Thank you for not doing lols. I hate saying lols. Now I'm going to get lots of emails to say lols.
Lols.
And yeah.
Lol.
I think we could have saved them the money by just borrowing one of our overzealous camp kids or, frankly, any child under the age of 12.
$25, baby.
And the news story comes from foxnews.com. I have a link to that in the show notes. But imagine this thing. There are much more effective ways at making someone shut up than this. And they're saying this affects the brain's cognitive processes and causes speakers to stutter before silencing them completely. There are other ways, I think, to do this that cost far less.
Or far more.
One, I think, would be wearing a green and white baseball hat and shaking your mug at someone.
Oh, shut up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He's shaking his mug at you.
It worked.
Yeah, it did.
I shut up. We're gonna make this idea. So we need like
nope,
Jeremy bobblehead dolls on a steak.
On a steak.
And people can hold that up to someone to make them shut. That would work. People would shut up if someone just suddenly stuck a Jeremy bobblehead doll on a steak in their face.
Where is this steak business?
Steak.
All right. So I can attest to the fact that this thing works. It's not that it's been fired at me. Yeah, no. This device, because one time we're wearing the headset, working in the drive-thru at work, something was wrong with the system and something very similar was happening to me.
Wait, from the drive-thru?
Yes.
And now, tales from the drive-thru.
What?
He got music and I didn't.
Heck. What the heck?
I got pink fluffy unicorns.
Oh my.
That was a great segue.
So, yeah, it I would speak, and I don't know if it was 0.02 seconds or whatever, but it was something very quick, so that it was as though the moment I spoke and said a word, I would hear myself back in my own ear. And people pretty much thought I should just get over it, but it was about to drive me insane.
Just get over yourself.
That thinks, that makes me think of whispering to avoid the duck.
The duck.
You have to explain that one, Jenny.
Did we not tell the story?
I don't think so, but it's one of the first things when, before we were even dating.
It's one of our first quotes.
You were saying funny things that I just thought, oh, that sounds so funny. So I started a quote book that didn't get much farther beyond dating. Yeah. I guess we started.
Now I have my own hashtag on Twitter.
That's true.
Okay, so I dropped my phone in a puddle, I believe.
At Kroger?
I don't remember. But it got wet. And then every time I would talk on my phone, like this voice would like, it would repeat what I was saying, only it would do it in a wobbly, like quacky voice. And
come on in here.
And I would tell Daniel that I had to talk quietly because I have to whisper to avoid the duck. Because it sounded like a duck was saying everything I was saying. Do you remember how long that happened? Like that? Do you remember how long I had to whisper to you on the phone?
It was a while. Yeah.
And then I got a new phone, and the duck was gone.
I can't imagine thinking that a duck was whispering everything that I said. That sounds terrifying.
It is terrifying. I had bad dreams.
Oh my. Maybe it was really an evil duck in your phone.
Yeah.
Evil duck?
Yeah. I mean, a good duck wouldn't be in there whispering back everything she said. Right?
Right.
I don't know. It's debatable.
No, it's not. Debate over, dude. It's just over.
How about this headline? Oh, wait. If I'm going to do a headline. Dragons versus unicorns. Not as cuddly as you may think.
No doubt.
Wait, can you read that again?
Dragons versus unicorns. Not as cuddly as you may think.
Pink fluffy unicorns
dancing on rainbows. Oh, my
big,
God.
Big ugly dragons breathing fire. Oh.
But that would be pretty cool. Dragon versus unicorn.
It would be more like dragon versus unicorn.
It's the new Bruce Lee
unicorns
movie.
Unicorns and glitter.
So what's the verdict?
That they're not as cuddly as you may think.
Which ones?
I guess dragons.
Oh, when did I think
unicorns
that they were cuddly?
Are cuddly?
No, cuddly. I don't think unicorns are cuddly because their horn gets in the way and it's kind of like...
We've only got one horn.
Impales people occasionally.
That's why they're called unit... No, wait. They're called unicorn. Yeah, why are they Charlie? Called unicorn?
Maybe because they only eat one piece of popcorn at a time.
Oh, goodness.
Whoa.
Here's another headline. Necklace flushed down toilet returned months later.
In the toilet?
At least it wasn't. Anyway, never mind. Never mind.
And speaking of sewage, around Valentine's Day.
This doesn't sound like it goes together.
I know, it doesn't.
You're tainting Valentine's Day.
New York City sewage plant to offer Valentine's Day tours.
What?
Wow, that sounds so romantic.
Yeah, that was from
Let's
the
Daily
Let's
go tour the sewage plant, honey. That sounds bad.
You really stink at romance, you know?
This is the perfect romantic date spot.
Dang it, how do you spell sewage?
S-E-W-A-G-E.
That's what I thought, but it looks like sewage.
Yeah.
Sewage.
It looks like something a seamstress would do.
You've got sewage here.
Shut up. Oh, move on.
Yeah, that's what they guess in their spare time at the sewage plant.
No! Go on! Go away from this. Move. I'm going to shake my mug at you.
Sounds like the Log family have a new pastime. I'm sewing.
I am shaking my mug at you. Here's an old one. Actually, came from MacRumors.com. Immense pressure leads to cancellation of Steve Jobs.
Huh?
Figurine.
Shut up.
But there was actually a figurine that was said to be amazingly lifelike. And Apple was suing the makers of it. And since Steve Jobs had already died by the time this was news.
Hmm.
I guess if he hadn't died, maybe they would have let it go through.
Uh-huh.
You probably pull a string on the back of it, and it says, one more thing, down with Google. One more thing, down with Google.
Down with
one
Google.
More thing, down with Google.
Geek humor.
Yeah, I can tell Jenny's just like, is that supposed to be funny?
That's the sound of it going over my head.
Well, speaking of going over our heads, you, our listeners, are wonderful people. And we would love to have you send us your funny stuff. You can email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call in 903-231-2221. Or you can also go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message from the little button on the side that says send a voice message. I know it's pretty hard to understand. That's what it does, but that's what it does.
What was that?
That was amazing.
Was that the way you explain things to someone in a green and white hat?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're hard to listen to, and they're not very good at focusing when they're shaking their mugs at me.
What?
And you can also get these links that I mentioned. And remember, my video of the song for the iPad contest over at cleancomedypodcast.com/102. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. My feet are cold, and you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
Would you like a blanket?
Oh, thank you.
Would you like a foot massage?
No,
that's
but it would
so
be...
weird coming from you to him.
I have gotten used to such statements. Wouldn't it be great if they made these cloth or some sort of fabric things that
diapers?
You could just pull on over
diapers?
Your feet?
Oh.
No, I don't need diapers for my...
I just got a really funny mental picture.
Okay, fine. We'll call them foot diapers. You know, and then you can put on your foot diapers and your shoes and go out the door. And I mean, you could call them socks, but I think foot diapers is actually more appropriate.
They do make those things because sometimes when it's raining outside or it's rained recently and the internet guy comes, then when he goes outside, he comes inside and he puts little diapers on his feet to keep his shoes from pooping on the carpet.
No.
Do you know where he's been walking?
Do you
sound like Shia LaBeouf.
No.
He's not quite so musical, though.
No.
It's more like, no. More like a bit from the original
Yeah.
Show.
Yes.
Fluffy unicorns.
And Jenny, do you want to tell us who you are and where people can follow you?
I am Jenny, and if you and I don't want anybody to follow me now.
Yeah, I'd rather that not happen.
That could be a little creepy. Not tonight.
You seriously don't want Twitter?
In this episode.
Just this episode. I don't want people following me.
Twitter handle shall not be spoken.
Okay. Well, very well then. So thank you everyone for joining us, everyone in the chat room. We do this live every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx/live. And we would love for you to be a part of this. So send us your funny stories, come join the chat room, join the live shows, get the podcast and many more episodes over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. When they try and sing you, cause it cracks them up. Amateur like you, but you gotta be your own kind of noodle. I
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts over at noodle.mx. We've got stuff like How to Podcast, a podcast about the Once Upon a Time TV show, and more over at noodle.mx.
Which show is about more?
I don't know.
That's what your mom said when you were born.